So you would think that somebody who has been put or has been watching society from isolation and developing themselves via what they want to, I guess, attribute themselves to and what they don't. And you would think of this person as this hermit or this person that cannot exist in society or just kind of maybe awkward in society or something of the sort. But it actually comes from something beautiful, something great, from somebody of wisdom who, not quite from experience, but mostly from observation and learning people, how they are, reading their reactions and interactions and learning from their living and things like that. Yes, those words, they sound just uncomfortable and cringy. But at the very end of the day, this person who emerged on the other side just ends up being kind of a wise, elevated above what the grounds of humanity are. And so it's just truly an odd thing when you do have to dive in a sense, into life, because you truly are just planning who you want to be. And it's like, at what point are you stopping planning and starting the living? And so what I was saying is that through this observation and through the self-isolation, I've been able to be more introspective than I would if I had been submerged in society, taking on multiple personalities, taking on different vibes and emotions and things. And that is the very thing that fuels and keeps humans alive and thriving and moving, is being social around other humans. It keeps you young, it keeps you your brain actively moving. It's actively changing who you are, your character, and things like that. And I was ahead of it before. This is the problem of analysis, is you have the end outcome already in your mind, and so you choose, fair enough, that, hey, I don't want this outcome. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to do that. And so you end up not doing it. You end up not diving into life and doing its beauty, doing its beauties, experiencing its beauty and experiencing people. Because what might be a wrong way of thinking in a while ago could just be some wrong thinking or something that could be deconditioned now. There were so many things that I was closed-minded about just for the fact of me knowing the outcome of it via watching other people and saying, I don't want to be like them. I don't want to look like that. I don't want to appear this way. I don't want my life to turn out this way. And so, as you're calculating, looking, viewing, seeing what you could be, what you might be, what you possibly might turn into, you get lost, you get buried in the what ifs, the maybes, the analysis, the yes, the nos, the maybes, just constantly, unknowingly existing in the fact that you cannot end up that way. Anyway, you would not end up in that person's shoes anyway. You would not end up in the incident that you are picturing in your mind about yourself. You will not. And do you know why? Because you're you. Because you are you. You are already on top of everything. You calculate everything. You analyze everything. You plan everything. So ask yourself this. I don't know why I keep snapping. ask yourself this. Would I, realistically, knowing who I am, knowing how I am, ever end up in this situation? Yes or no, realistically. The answer cannot be, well, I don't know, what if? No. The answer is only yes or no in that moment, okay? It's only yes or no. Would you or would you not? And the answer is no. You are calculating. You are controlled. You protect yourself at all costs. What makes you think that you would become addicted to, first of all, anything? But addiction can happen to everyone. Cocaine or meth or something. I don't want to do that because I know that I will end up doing this. I don't know why I went with drugs, okay? Let's just move along. That is not you. Yes, you may pity this person's life. You may pity what choices they ended up making until that moment in which they fell under. What you saw was the fall under. What you didn't see were the things that led up to that fall. That fall has not been set up for you. That fall has not been in your code, in your planning, and in your life. The steps that you made up until this day do not lead to that person's fall. Do you understand? And so do you know why you are not going to make that fall? Yes, because you are you. Stay within yourself. Stay within the understanding of yourself and always be asking questions and always be wondering. And of course, I am aware. Memory managing, relationship managing, people managing in the moment. It's quite the game. It's quite the game to play. I've been subconscious in this effort this whole time. So the wisdom is within me. The wisdom is part of me. It's who I am. Unfortunately, it's against the norms of society who think the way that I think, but there are a lot of us, and a lot of us see the world in the way that we see it. And we do not look back. Being a realist is you're protecting yourself, but you're also constantly learning of other people and learning how other people react. But anywho. It's all just very interesting. Always being on top and always understanding. So because your steps did not lead to that fall, because your steps didn't lead to that fall, you are doing yourself a disservice by wasting your time harping over whether or not you are going to prevent this fall in which you witnessed from somebody else whose life steps led them to that moment. I'll give you a spoiler. I'll let you know right now. I'll remind you again right now that you are not going to fall. Keep pushing forward, keep going forward, keep moving forward in your intentions and in your shoes and who you are. Because the second you stop and look at somebody else and start correcting yourself about it, I promise you, that is where the decline begins. Stay within your balance. Stay within yourself. And that's all I have for today.